And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of January, 2017. It's the Feast of the Epiphany, celebrating the day when the three Magi visited Jesus, gave him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. James Joyce's famous short story, The Dead, set at a party for the Feast of the Epiphany, the story that ends, his soul swooned slowly as he heard the snow falling faintly through the universe and faintly falling like the descent of their last end upon all the living and the dead. It's the birthday of the novelist and photographer Wright Morris, born 1910 in Central City, Nebraska. When he was 30, he set out on a 15,000-mile tour around the country, taking photographs along the way of inanimate objects, rural America, little churches, grain elevators, farm implements, clothing in closets, the objects in dresser drawers, decorations on mantelpieces. It's the birthday of the novelist E.L. Doctorow, born New York City, 1931. He grew up in the Bronx. Doctorow said, "As a boy, I went matter-of-factly to plays, to concerts, and as I grew up, I was a beneficiary of the incredible energies of European émigrés in every field. All those great minds hounded out of Europe by Hitler, they brought enormous sophistication to literary criticism, philosophy, science, music. I was very lucky to be a New Yorker." E.L. Doctorow, author of The Book of Daniel, his big successful novel, was his fourth, Ragtime. Doctorow said it was the easiest book he had ever written. It's the birthday of Carl Sandburg, 1878, Galesburg, Illinois. His Chicago poems came out in 1916, in which he wrote Player with Railroads and the Nation's Freight Handler, Stormy, husky, brawling city of the big shoulders. Popular performer, traveling the country, giving readings and lectures and concerts, recorded folk songs, wrote a four-volume biography of Abraham Lincoln. Here's a poem for today by James Wright, Complaint. She's gone, she was my love, my moon or more. She chased the chickens out and swept the floor, emptied the bones and nutshells after feasts, and smacked the kids for leaping up like beasts. Now morbid boys have grown past awkwardness. The girls let stitches out dress after dress to free some swinging bodies riding space and form the new child's unimagined face. Yet, while vague nephews spitting on their curls amble to pester winds and blowsy girls, what arm will sweep the room? What hand will hold new snow against the milk to keep it cold? And who will dump the garbage, feed the hogs, and pitch the chickens' heads to hungry dogs? Not my lost hag, who dumbly bore such pain, childbirth at midnight, sassafras and rain, new snow against her face and hands she bore, and now lies down, who was my moon or more. Complaint, a poem by James Wright from Above the River, Complete Poems, published by Noonday Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com, and by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.